Hello?
Have you pressed the button?
Yes.
Hello? You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, darling.
Oh, good. I did not know if you can hear. Hello, darling.
I was just saying to Leslie, I felt a different man when I had...
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes.
Because, you know, I have been very worried about you.
Because...
But tomorrow... No. Yesterday...
Yes.
It was wonderful to talk to you.
Yes.
I was so thrilled, you know,
and
so excited to be able to come and talk with you.
Yes.
It seemed such a long time ago.
Yes,
and yet I suppose it was not, huh?
No.
Time is so difficult. We don't have time like you have been.
Yes.
I thought I heard you say something about you were going out of London tomorrow, huh?
We're not far out of London.
No? Where is it you're going?
Well, I have some friends to see tomorrow.
Do I know them?
Which one?
Do I know them?
No, you don't know them.
I don't remember,
and
you know?
No. They're not spiritualists.
No?
No.
Oh. Then you don't talk about it, huh?
No.
Perhaps it is as well. They would not understand that.
No, that's...
But I was with you yesterday when you were talking about me.
Yes.
And you were talking about the messages, you know,
yes.
And the recording,
yes.
And you listened in the little room.
Yes.
I was with you.
Uh-huh.
Did not Jimmy want a picture?
What, dear?
Jimmy, Mr. Ellie.
Yes.
Didn't he not want a picture of me?
Yes, you know, he's doing quite a lot of things, One thing he said that he was working on regression of...
Ah, you mean he's going back to previous incarnation?
Yes, previous.
Ah, I think there's a lot of interest in it.
Yes.
And it is very interesting to know about these things. And I think in a way, if you understand it about oneself, it can be a help, you know.
Yes, exactly.
I think he is an old soul.
Yes.
I think he was once in China many years ago.
Yes.
Like you and I, we have been on Earth.
Yes, exactly, yes.
We are old souls, huh?
Yes.
But I don't somehow think we shall come back to Earth again.
Oh,
I think we have finished.
Oh, that would be good.
And when you finish on your side now and come to join me, then we shall go ahead. What do you say? Go forward together, you
know? Tell me, darling, do we go to other planets like Moon and Mars and...
No, yes and no, because there are many planets, you know.
Yes.
But what people don't realize is there are spheres. There
yes,
are different
spheres.
Worlds,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And some of them are inhabited by spiritual people of a very high order, you know, very highly evolved souls.
Yes. Yes.
And some of them are more advanced than the people on Earth.
Because you see these things like unidentified flying objects, UFOs. Where they come from?
Well, I understand that some of them come from outside your world to the different planets, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is a lot of concern about your world.
About the world,
and we can see very well the disaster that faces your world.
Yeah.
And that they are trying very hard to help and to prevent it.
Mm.
You know, people that come from the different worlds, from this side of life, are only interested in helping and being of comfort to people on Earth. But no one comes to do ill, you know?
No,
everything is for the good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But you know, it is a strange thing how people in your world, although some of them know about the, what you call them, UFOs?
Yes.
UFOs?
UFOs.
They think they may be bad people or something. To attack the world, it is not true.
That is one
reason why they do not stay.
Yeah.
Why they do not land for many minutes, you know.
They
go away quickly because people on Earth would attack. They would not realize that the people are coming to be of help.
Yeah.
And there are people from other planets walking your world.
Yes. So there must be from another planet because they come in planes... like saucer shape. And
well, yes, that is so. But there are other things too, from what I am told.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a great deal about it, but I do know that there are many forms of of communication.
Yeah.
And you know that they influence to some extent by thought process. You know?
Yeah, by thought process.
It is amazing what one can do by the power of thought.
Yeah.
Thought can overcome many things.
But this,
and one can transport oneself from one point to another by the power of thought. When I come to you, I think about you, I concentrate, and I think and think. And the next thing, you know, I am with you.
Yes.
I am very much in tune with you by the power of my thoughts.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, perfectly.
Only I don't know, I have to speak loud.
No, perfectly.
Otherwise you don't hear.
Perfectly. No,
then
perfectly.
You go away and you are disappointed.
No, perfectly.
I don't want you to be disappointed. No. I just want you to know that I am constantly with you and transmit, how you say, my thoughts to you.
Yes.
But in regard to other planets and other worlds, a man is very foolish if he thinks this is the only world.
No.
There are many forms of life and many worlds.
Yes.
And many attempts are being made to contact your world and communicate with your world.
Because
all manner and kind of people are endeavoring to contact you.
The Earth world is a minute part of the whole universe.
Well, of course. But you see, man, he is so vain.
Yeah.
He thinks that he is the only form of life. But it is ridiculous, you know, because the world has been going for untold millions and billions of years, and other planets too. And some other planets have advanced much more than man. And they also are very wonderful human beings.
Yes.
When I say human, they are human in the sense like your world, people in your world, but they are much, because of their spiritual aspect of thought and action, they have become much more rarefied, you know, they become much more spiritualized.
Yeah, much more
and much more beautiful to behold.
Yeah.
You know, if you could see, as I have seen sometimes, various people that I know are trying to help in your world, and they have had life on a recent, different form or planet, they are very tall and handsome and very beautiful people.
Yeah.
And they have great power, you know.
Yeah.
To help humanity.
Yeah.
If only man in your world would lift himself up out of the darkness and see the beauty of life as we know it.
Yeah.
There's so much we could do, more than we could do, if only people would help us to do it. You know, there must be a desire by people in your world to achieve and to uplift themselves, you know.
Yeah.
We can't do it all. No. It is impossible.
No.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
You here?
Yes, yes.
Ah, well, I have to shout, because I don't think you always hear everything
I
say.
Hear
and I don't want you to go away and say I did not hear it. But I think the microphone, it make it loud, on the machine, the machine,
You know, Gladys, has stopped taking the psychic photos.
No.
Why? I don't know, I think she's a bit stressed and troubled, and she says, she has been told not to touch the camera because...
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Because she has a wonderful ability.
Yes.
And she has achieved some remarkable...
In spite of that, I have tried and I got nothing.
No, I don't think you... I don't know. Perhaps I should not say. I think you could perhaps achieve something, but we have tried so often.
Yes.
And yet, I don't know.
I
think it is a pity.
Huh?
I think it is a pity.
Yeah, it is a pity. And she says that she has been told that she will develop as a voice medium.
Well, I don't know.
But I
don't know. But I think, no doubt, they are making some experiments.
Yeah.
And perhaps they are trying to see what they can do with her.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
With the power that she has.
I mean, for a voice medium, you must develop when you're young. Like
I think that is important. I think that it is vitally important to, if you want to be an instrument, you have to start very young.
Yeah.
I think as one gets older,
and naturally,
it is much less likely, you know?
Yes, and you can't force it.
No, oh no!
No.
You cannot make these things happen.
No.
They happen naturally, but of course they also can be developed, but they take time.
Mm.
And so many people, I think, want to become mediums, you know, and they leave it until they are 60 or 70 perhaps, I don't know, and then by the time they develop anything, it is too late.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there is any point in it, not from the angle, you know, of being able to do the work in a public way or help other people. I don't know, I think it is important to be young.
Exactly. I mean...
And look at you, You are still very young.
I'm young at
heart. Ah, you are still very young. You don't look as old as you think you look, huh?
Yeah, but
But of course you are worrying yourself about this operation.
Yeah.
And it is nothing. You'll be all right. No. It will be a week or so, you know.
Yeah.
But then you'll be as fit again, huh?
Oh, I hope so.
And you won't have any problem, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, you must not worry about it. You're going to be fit and well.
Okay.
And you're going to be perfectly all right
then,
until the day you join me.
Then
and that is not just yet, I don't think. Maybe a year or two, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I told you yesterday, I think it could be in about 18 months, but I don't know whether I should say that, because I don't really know. I only know that, well, common sense, I suppose, tells me that you cannot go on indefinitely, and at 80, well, maybe another 2 or 3 years, but I think, somehow I feel that it will not now be so long.
Because you always told me you will have no illness, you will pass in your sleep.
Well, I always feel that with you,
uh-huh.
that when the time comes, you just come quietly and peacefully, with no, you know, no long illness or no hospital or anything like that.
And you will pass away in your
you will
sleep.
Come quietly and peacefully, possibly in your sleep. Who knows? But I don't ever foresee with you any long, weary illness or great pain.
No.
I think it will be quiet and peaceful. I know. I will be there.
Oh, yes.
You know, you're not going to be all on your own. We will be there. Shabaya, Peter, me, and many other people on this side, we will all be present.
Yeah.
We will all be there. You know, waiting for you. And how long have I had to wait now?
Yeah.
Oh, a long time. But I can still wait. Time will pass.
But our Sibylla should be able to see in Arkansas the future as far as that goes.
Uh-huh.
Because she is very clever at that.
What did you say?
Our Sibylla.
Our Sibylla, she's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
She's here with me now, Peter. But you know, whenever I come, they always say, "No, Mama, you talk, you talk. You talk. It is you that Papa wants, you know?
Yeah.
They always want me to do all the talking.
Yeah.
They are very happy to be as, what you say, companions to stand with me
yeah.
and help. You know, they do help me.
Yeah.
When I come and talk with you, I get from them a lot of love and power.
Yeah.
It is wonderful what love can achieve.
Yeah.
You know, we have transcended all the problems and all the difficulties. It is love that makes everything possible, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could come and but I have to be patient. I have to be very patient with you.
I hope to come soon after my operation and talk to
you. When will that be?
Well, I don't know, darling, until I go back, because...
When are you having the operation? In September?
They said I would receive a paper telling me when to come.
Oh.
I haven't got it yet.
That will be very next
but
month?
Next month.
That will be September?
Yes.
September. Oh, well, I will be able to come and talk to you again this week.
Yes.
And then you're coming over again before Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Ah, that must seem possible. How many Christmases have come and gone?
Yeah.
Christmas. What do you do?
I won't go to Gladys this trip because she's got the decorators in the house and they're doing some redecorating and...
Uh-huh.
And
I like her very much. She's
yes,
a very kind woman.
But she is a very stressed woman.
Well, I think she has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
With her children as well.
Yes,
know.
With the grandchildren she has. And, of course, her husband is also giving us much to think about. But of course she is not young herself, and
no.
She must be getting on to 70.
To 70?
Yeah, she is not young.
No, but she looks very good.
Yeah.
She is not 70,
she always complains of her back, you see. And she has tried spiritual healing and homeopaths and clinics, but she always gets it. But I think it's partly due to her stress condition.
And tomorrow you go to see
yes.
France?
But you are with me wherever I go, so...
More or less, huh?
Yes.
As often
that.
As I can,
yes,
you
yes.
know?
I know you are with me wherever I go. And how is my darling Peter?
Ah, he is very well and very happy.
Yes.
But then we all are very happy.
Has he got
we
any...
have many interests.
Has he got any message to give you?
To give you?
Ah.
Give you all his love.
Huh?
All our love.
Yeah.
And Siberia. You know, it is remarkable
yes.
when you think about it, how we are all here together.
Yes. yes.
How the children have gone.
Yes.
And how beautiful everything is. Mm. And we are making preparation for you to come eventually. And we shall be like we should have been on earth, one
yes.
family. The children. I wish you could see them.
Yes.
But you have the drawings.
Yes. But I'd love to have a photograph of...
That may be possible. I don't yes. know. I'm sorry Gladys has not continued.
Yeah.
Because we had hoped we may be able to get some pictures, you know. But it may yet be, huh?
Yes.
When do you say you come again?
I'll come on Friday, darling.
Friday morning.
Yes, I'll come Friday morning.
I shall look forward for it.
And I think we'll have the long sitting then, because that'll be the last time this time.
I will try.
Yes.
You know one thing, I always do my best.
Yes.
Sometimes it is more difficult.
Yes.
Sometimes it is better. Sometimes I can speak well, other times not so well, perhaps. I don't know. It is very difficult to explain to people.
And
I think we should say, you know, what a wonderful thing it is that we can manage to speak at all, you know?
Yes.
That is a wonderful thing.
It's a God's blessing.
You know, it is like a telephone, huh?
Yes.
You are one end and me at the other end.
It's
huh?
a God's blessing.
But... We are not limited exactly, but we have to do as best we can at the time. You know, sometimes it is better, but I do my best, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could put my arm around you,
oh, thank you darling.
And love you. But I send all my love and blessing, and I talk to you on Friday.
And
also Peter and Sibylla.
Darling, you can prepare Sibylla and Peter for
me. I must make them talk to
yes.
you. But they always insist, you know.
Yeah.
No, Mama, you go and talk, you know.
Yeah.
But next time I will make them, I will insist that they talk to you, huh?
Yeah.
I must go.
Okay.
I love you, all my love, and thank you for everything.
Okay.
And the flowers.
Yeah.
The roses.
Yes.
I have to go.
Okay.
I don't like to say goodbye. Au revoir, huh?
Yeah.
Till we meet again, huh?
Yes, darling.
Ah.
Thank you.
She's marvellous. I think she's terrific.
Yes.
She really works hard to get through to you.
Yes.
And she loves you. I mean, she... If only you could realise how very close she is.
Yes.
But anyway, I'll see you on Friday.
Yes,
and
yes.
keep your chin up.
Okay.
And don't get down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be all right. That operation will be over and done with and you'll be as fit as a fiddle.
I hope so.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
then. That was lovely.
Uh-huh. It was wonderful. And she was brilliant for that.